Hello, strangers. This is C.M. Magaña, the executive producer for the Strange and Unusual Productions podcast. I know it's been a while. It's really good to be on the mic again. As you've no doubt realized, last season got tough, and because of that, most dreaded of eventualities. Real life. It ruins everything. But we're too stubborn to die, so we're coming back. Though a little slower and more carefully. As you can probably guess, original radio drama style podcasts can be difficult and expensive to produce. There's a reason 99% of podcasts are just chat shows from relatable B-list celebrities. It's way easier. But again, we're really stubborn. Now, we owe you all some season/series finales, and they are coming, I promise. We're genre fiction nerds too. We hate cliffhanger endings or series-long mysteries to just be left blank forever. But they are getting a little difficult and taking a little more time given new schedules and the aforementioned being broke. In the meantime, we don't want you completely bereft of entertainment. So, as we move into this next season, we are looking to throw together some projects that we think we can bring in under budget. I won't spoil it all for you. We know how much real people hate that. But here is a little bit of a sneak peek. Strange and Unusual Productions presents The Metafictional Podcast. Paris, our head writer and thing that lives in the basement, has come across a device. Machine. She found a thing, and we have discovered interdimensional travel. Hooray! We have, over the winter break, gone to several other worlds, almost identical to this one, and brought back treasures. Unfortunately, nothing we can monetize, but we did check out some amazing genre fiction. I'm sure you've heard of some of those magical what-ifs of TV and movies. Like, what if Firefly went to two seasons? What if Tom Cruise had played Iron Man? What if Will Smith had played Neo? The possibilities for geekdom in a nearly infinite number of Earths are staggering. Now, we can't bring them to you because of copyright law, but we can tell you about them. It's just like you and your friends discussing movies and television, but with interdimensional travel. Next up, we have the return of a long-lost show of ours that has gone through something of a not-at-all Kafka-esque metamorphosis. I am happy to announce Series 2 of The Dark Files, this time with dice. Yes, that's right. The bizarre and sometimes harrowing stories the government doesn't want you to know is back as a completely different series. Instead of the standalone vignettes of Series 1, this issue of The Dark Files will follow an ever-changing team of investigators as they look into that which must not be seen. Again, with dice. That's right, we're jumping on to the real play, role-playing sensation in podcasts. Using an interesting and fairly mechanic light system, a small crew of agents go out into the field with no guarantees to their safety, nor their sanity. Now, there are a few more surprises coming, I assure you, but we should move on to our next big announcement. This year, the Strange and Unusual are coming to Comicpalooza in Houston, Texas, May 10th through the 12th. We've been going for years, in cosplay, going to panels, going to the shows, meeting people, playing games. It's been fantastic, but this year, we've been invited to join in. We are planning a panel, or two, to discuss not only the macabre and spooky, but also podcasting and how to write up to 30 or so scripts a year. And how not to do that and have a mental breakdown. Anyway, we are really excited. We've already started working on our cosplay for this year. We are, of course, keeping an eye on the website comicpalooza.com to plan our free time around our own panels. I mean, y'all heard that Khaleesi is coming, right? Emilia Clarke was just announced. That's pretty big. Heads up. I mean, Rob Paulsen, Jess Harnell, Tress MacNeille, Maurice LaMarche, that's all three Warners from the Animaniacs, and Pinky, and The Brain. What? I'm a nerd. You knew that. Okay, time for tea. I'm getting excited. I'm getting all... That thing where you just wave your hands in front of your face to show how excited you are? That's where I am. I suppose that'll be all for now, strangers. So, quick recap. We're back, but we'll be slow. We are going to finish our series and season finales. We will have exciting new content in addition to some regulars. And we are going to Comicpalooza! It's going to be a strange year and a very unusual season. I promise. Oh, P.S. Remember to keep an eye on our social media for updates and content. Strange and Unusual on Instagram and Facebook. Oh, and if you have any questions you'd like answered by a vampire, please ask them at FriendOTFamily on Twitter. Good night.